It's funny.
Yeah. That's my point. My point is you're better off. You're freer. You're more likely to be operating from something actual than just from a mindset. Yes. It's absolutely more likely to be quote-unquote right.
So I understand, I heard what you said earlier about not worrying about the process, but for me it's like I'm so caught up in my head, like I live in my head and in my thoughts day in and day out, and it's driving me crazy, and it's like...
It's only driving you crazy because you believe them.
But what if I feel like there's a sense of urgency that I need
the
to...
The but what if translates to, I insist on continuing to believe them.
And I don't want to believe them, so...
And I believe you. So isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting that you really don't want to believe them, but the mind is so tricky that it says, but what if, which translates to, which is actually saying, but I insist on continuing to believe them. So the actual, this is how nuts all of us are. This is how nuts the mind is. That you're actually saying, and this is so typical, this is everybody. You're actually saying, I really don't want to believe them, but I insist on believing. And that's the mind. That's the way it works. Your mind is not your ally in this. Because it's insisting on holding on to those beliefs. Because, why? Because it strengthens the position of the mind to be the one that's running the show. It's not so much that you live in your head, it's that your head insists you live there. The mind wants to be in control. It likes that. That's why it feels so hard. That's why it feels so impossible to somehow ever, like, I'll never get out of it. I'm caught in it. But the mind loves when you have that idea, that belief that you're caught in it. If you believe that, then you are.
So how do you get out?
By really cultivating the willingness to not believe your own beliefs. And then the mind gets a little unhinged. Wait a minute. Because what is living in the mind? It's essentially believing your own beliefs. Believing your own ideas. Believing the ideas that are there must have great reality. If you're willing to stop believing that, you slap the mind in the face. He said to the mind, sorry. Quiet down. You've gotten its attention. So that's the beginning. Some kind of, even if it's small, but some kind of real break, some kind of real slap, where you've created the opportunity to not insist, not accept the mind's insistence on believing your own beliefs, on trusting your own ideas so implicitly. Because until that break gets created, and I'm serious, it doesn't have to be big, it can be small. Because the tiniest break is still a break, it's still a gap, it's still a space. It doesn't have to be huge. Until that space is created somehow, it's just a loop. It's just self-fulfilling. Right? You see that? Yeah. So, first and foremost, there has to be a willingness to not believe yourself, to not believe your own mind.